Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Mem Vav, Nazir 46a, pagination is 91. The concept over here is critical to the Nazir's completion of his Nazirus. Until this point, he was forbidden in drinking wine, shaving, cutting his hair, and being metame to mesim. And at a certain critical moment, he will be permitted, in the words of the Mishnah, to drink wine and to be metame lemesim. And the question really is, in the process which has to be done, which part of the process is absolutely critical and which part is simply the correct way to do it, but if he didn't do that correctly, it would still be permitted and correct, valid, I should say. According to one approach, the tiglachas, the shaving of the hair, is part of the critical process in order to allow him to drink wine. Likewise, there is an opinion that says that the tnufa, the waving of the parts of the karban, together with the matzah that he brought, is also a critical part in order to permit him to drink wine. However, starting from the very top of the page, Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin shenizrak alav echad min hadamim, hutar hanazir, Lishtos beyayin ulihitame lemesim. Reb Shimon says that once one of the karbanos had its blood sprinkled on the mizbeach, he becomes permitted to drink wine. We mentioned that the nazir is bringing three karbanos, and shechting a karban is not enough, but once it's sprinkled on the mizbeach, that's the critical moment of hurtza, of being accepted, and at that moment, he becomes permitted. The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, va'acha yishta ha-nazir yayin, after something, after words, the nazir will be allowed to drink wine. Chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, achar maise yichidi. There is one act that's required that will allow the nazir to drink wine, and that is the act of karban. Meaning that tiglachas, the shaving, is not necessary to precede the drinking of wine. It's not part of the process to the point that you wouldn't be allowed to drink wine. Skipping down to the two dots, which is five lines from the bottom, Amar Rav, Rav said, Tenufa benazir me'akeves. Tenufa, the waving by a nazir, is necessary in order to allow him to drink wine. Aliba deman, the Gemara asks, according to which opinion are you saying that tenufa is necessary? Ilema aliba derabanan, if you want to tell me that he was saying it according to the Rabbanan, Tiglachas amri rabbanan lo ma'akva. The shaving is not required according to the rabbanan. Tenufa mi boi. Do you really think that tenufa is required? And you see from the wording of the Gemara where it takes this totally as surprised, like how could that be? You could see that the Gemara's position is that according to the rabbanan, neither tiglachas, the shaving, nor the tenufa, the waving, are going to be required in order to allow him to drink wine. It is only the bringing of one karban that is required. Now, this makes an enormous difference in terms of what happens if the nazir drinks wine before he was allowed to. If it's too early, because whatever you hold is required in order to allow him has not been done yet, so then he's in violation. Whereas if you hold that whatever needs to be done has already been done, he hasn't done anything wrong. Even more significant in really playing this out would be, what happens if he shaves his head before the proper time? The reason that's even more significant is because shaving his head is going to reset him to either, he's going to have to wait another 7 days or another 30 days, depending on which opinion we're following, but he has to have something available to shave in order to bring his karbanos, in order to complete his nazirus. And if he shaved himself prematurely, number one, he was in violation. Number two, he sets himself back that he's going to have to wait until the hair grows back, so that he should be tiglachas able at the time that the karbanos are brought. Likewise, if he's metame himself to a mace prematurely, he's going to get set back as a nazir tame with an entire process. So it really is very important to clarify how we paskin, etc. And the way we do paskin is that it's the blood of one of the karbanos sprinkled on the mizbeach, which is the critical moment. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Gilach al hazevach v'nimtza posel. If a person brought his karbanos, he had them all lined up, and one of them was brought, the blood was sprinkled, and now it turns out that the karban is posel. Either something became revealed that it was posel, or they start filleting the animal and they find it's a treifa. Information that totally was not available before suddenly became available, and they find that the karban is posel. So the halacha is tiglachto psula, the shaving that he already did based on the sprinkling of the blood, thinking it was good, that shaving is not valid. Uzevachav lo olulo, and therefore any karbanos that followed are also going to be invalid. Let's think this through. The shaving is not valid because he was not supposed to shave yet, because he did not yet bring even one kosher karban. That means that in order to bring new karbanos to replace this one and to continue as he's supposed to, he's going to have to wait until his hair grows back, and then Rashi's wording is 30 days, and then he'll be able to bring his karbanos. The remaining karbanos, which he brought without waiting the 30 days until his hair grew back, are also being brought prematurely, and therefore they too are invalid. Let's skip down to the end of the Mishnah, though. V'im gilach al shloshtan, if he shaved based on all three, meaning he waited till all three were brought and their blood was sprinkled, v'nimtza echad mehem kosher, if even one of those three is kosher, tiglachto kasherah, then the shaving which followed would be kosher, and even if two of them turned out to be posel, he still was good in the fact that he shaved, because only one karban has to be brought with its blood on the mizbeach in order to be allowed to shave. For yavi sha'or zavachim, and he's simply going to have to replace the ones that were bad. But the one that was kosher was indeed brought. His shaving is valid. And if one of them that followed the shaving is valid, it'll be accepted, even if one of them is not, because he waited for all three. As long as one is good, his shaving was appropriate. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.